Hey, Knight, it's me. Quick question. What are you doing right now? Okay, sweet. Is Genevieve with you by chance? Actually, no. I kind of just wanted this to be a you and me call. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. This is really small peanuts, but what are you doing on Tuesday? No, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday. Okay, gotcha. Well, you are no longer doing nothing, because we are penciling in a pack meeting that day. I don't know, usual time? Like, 5? Does it really matter? Okay, that's what I thought. Nothing special. This is going to be for everybody. Now that it's getting warmer, we got to discuss scheduling, you know, in the next hunts, what we're going to do for shifts. Work shifts. Like rotations. Not actual shift. Obviously, we're shifting. Fuck off. Yeah, that work for you? Okay, cool. Mates are fully allowed to come. I know that khakis will be there just because they've got information on migration routes for deer, so that'll help us a ton this year. No, it wasn't hard. It wasn't. Okay, I lost one deer. That doesn't count. Alright, I don't want to hear shit from the person who fell into a ditch while chasing a rabbit. Yes, you did. Yes, you totally did. I was right there and watched it. Ro was my witness. I don't care if they were turned the wrong way. They were still there. Alright, asshole. I'm gonna make sure you're on first shift for the first 5 hunts. How about that?
Oh, yeah, now I'm gonna be respectful, huh?
Listen, don't make me pull the beta card.
Oh, I will, and you know it.
Alright, hurtful. I think it counts for something. Really?
Alright,
you know, I was actually also calling you to give you a warning, because I love you, and I care about your well-being, but now, I don't think I want to warn you. I think I just want to let you flounder for a little bit, huh? Well, no, I don't think I should tell you now. I think I should let you find out for yourself. I think you should suffer alone. How about that?
That's not very beta of you.
Fuck off, Knight. Yeah, I missed you too. I know. Spending all this time with our mates, doing domestic shit, it's like we're in love or something. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's true. 2 out of 3. Hopefully it'll be 3 soon. No. I've already talked at length with Genevieve about it. I am not discussing this anymore. I'm just gonna sit back and let it happen. I have said my piece. I'm not gonna push anymore, because I feel like if I push any more than I already have, they're gonna start going in the opposite direction, and we are not starting at square one again. What? Oh, yeah, warning. That's kind of a dumb warning, but, you know, also life or death. Has Genevieve heard of Epic the Musical yet? No, like Epic the Musical, like the one on TikTok? It just finished like a couple weeks, months ago? Okay, alright. For your safety and sanity, I need you to delete her TikTok account. Like, right now. Like, as soon as you get home, I need you to delete it. Throw the phone away, actually. Just get rid of the whole thing. night. No, no, you don't understand. If she hasn't found it already, she will. Oh, you sweet, naive child. You are dating a theater kid with internet access. The fact that she hasn't found it already is shocking. No, no, don't look it up. Don't look it up, because that's what I did. That's what I did, and I showed my mate. And now they won't stop singing it. No, no, that's the thing. The songs are great. The songs are so good, but they sing all the parts. They have me sing all the parts with them. Knight, I'm not allowed to not do the voices. They make me do voices. No, it's fun, but I... There is a seer character. There's a prophet. And I think they're about 2 re-listens away from having me call them Tiresias. I'm not joking. Look, I'm just trying to protect you. Because I don't think you are ready for the person Genevieve is going to become whenever she hears that album. Okay, okay, if that is a risk you are willing to take, I am simply offering that if and when she listens to that album, the sagas, which are all fucking great, yes, but I'm a complex individual. I can admit that they're fucking awesome sagas and also see that it's destroying my life. I'm trying to protect you. So if and when your mate finds this musical, you tell me. We take our mates on a little field trip. We lock them in a karaoke bar for like 12 hours. And they get it out of their system together. And then there will be peace and harmony. That's all I'm offering. That's it. That's all it is. I'm not being dramatic. This... Knight, you don't get it. I'm gonna need you to listen to Thunderbringer and then come back to me with that opinion again. I guarantee it will not be the same. Fuck, I guarantee the Ithaca Saga? Listen to that shit and come back to me. Oh, oh. Oh, Knight, you think you have a choice. You don't have a choice. Okay, well, you keep living in that delusion, and whenever Genevieve starts dragging you out into the living room to scream sing it at the top of your lungs, just know that I warned you. Okay? Yeah, a little dramatic, but I think it's warranted. Oh, wait, shit. I forgot you're a closet theater kid. Fuck! Damn, you hide it well. Shit, you're gonna be even more insufferable than she is, aren't you? No! Genevieve's not insufferable! You take that back! I did not say that! I didn't say Genevieve specifically. You know I love that bitch. You shut up. No! No, don't tell her. I don't want a sad Genevieve. Nobody wants a sad Genevieve. Knight. Oh, you asshole. Why do I call you? This always ends up with me getting aggravated. You're right. Find me someone in this pack who doesn't make me aggravated. You know what? Isla. Isla doesn't aggravate me. That was one time! She kept on doing the buttons! Oh my... You know what? I'm gonna hang up the phone, and I'm gonna go drink some iced tea, and I'm gonna pretend like I wasn't trying to be a good best friend, okay? Yes, yes, next Tuesday, pack meeting, crisis karaoke bar, whenever you find it necessary, alright? Okay, that's it. That's all I got. Alright, Knight. I will talk to you later, okay? Have a good night. See ya!